Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space, to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 128, Reduce Your People-Pleasing Tendencies. Oh, goodness, how I know this topic so well. I consider myself a recovering people-pleaser, and it has great implications of also being an empath. So, did you know that just by being a sensitive person, that you could be a people pleaser? Empaths and HSPs have an inherent nature to be people pleasers. And this is due to our past circumstances or just how we came into the world. It can set us on this path of people pleasing. It takes a lot of understanding of who we are to curb people pleasing. People-pleasing is your empathy being used on overload to the detriment of yourself. Some of you may be wondering, well, what is a people-pleaser? Really? So let's get into that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are you a people pleaser? Do you try to help everyone at the expense of your own needs? Do you try to make others happy as a means of avoiding confrontation? Do you feel guilt when you put yourself first? If so, you're a people pleaser. Trying to make others happy at your own expense is a poor way to spend your time and energy. You become depleted. And if you're looking out for everyone else, who has your best interests at heart? You might think you're trying to be nice, but that's not the full story here. People pleasers feel a need to make others happy, but the motive isn't entirely altruistic. People pleasers are attempting to avoid confrontation. They also feel important by helping others. When they do something nice for another person, they feel good about themselves. Meanwhile, their own lives are unraveling because they aren't taking care of themselves. They also lose the respect of others. Now you might think, well, if somebody's people-pleasing, they're always pleasing. Well, yeah. And therefore, you lose the respect of everyone around you because they're like, stand up for yourself. Stop that. When you don't respect your time or your needs, no one else will either. You're actually training people to treat you badly. So avoid pleasing others and please yourself for a change. Here are some ways to curb your people-pleasing. But first, a sponsor break. Let's get back to the ways you can curb people-pleasing. You can realize that it's not important that everyone like you. I know, as a people pleaser, this is something that makes you cringe. Oh my God, somebody doesn't like me. Okay. Realize that it's not important that everyone like you. And that is not even possible. There are people that you don't even like. Everyone has their own set of preferences. Understand that some people won't like you no matter what you do. And it just doesn't matter. Understanding this simple fact can be incredibly liberating for you. All right, you got to learn to get your validation from yourself. Those that try to please everyone are receiving their validation externally, from outside of themselves. You don't need others to make you feel good. Build up what makes you feel good. Put your attention on pleasing yourself. You can also empower yourself. All you must do is say no. Oh, I know, hard to do. With practice, it becomes easier to say no to others and actually to yourself. When you're asked to do something that you don't have time to do, say no. When you put pressure on yourself to make others happy, say no to yourself. It can be that simple. When you say no, you're saying yes to something else. What are you saying yes to? Suppose you don't want to go out with your coworkers after work. By declining to attend, you're saying yes to spending time with your family or catching up on your sleep, or doing something else that you want to do. Know that you are doing this for yourself. Now, you also have to be ready to deal with the aftermath. What are the negative consequences you'll face when you begin to refuse inconvenient or unreasonable requests from others? You can expect some general negativity. When others are used to controlling you, they won't give up that control easily. You just have to stand your ground. Again, practice. You can also expect a negative reaction from yourself. Mainly guilt. But is it really guilt? Or is it just this built-up thing in you that you think is guilt? Something to ponder. You'll learn to get over that feeling the more you learn to say no and set healthy boundaries for yourself. Hang in there. The more you do it, the easier it gets. And you've got to be prepared to lose a few people. People pleasers, this can be terrifying. Oh my God, I'm losing people in my group. However, there are a few people that may have been pretending to be your friend or not really a friend. And once you stop being so accommodating, they'll move on of their own accord. And you're better off without them because it makes room for someone who actually wants to be friends with you, for who you are, not what you do for them. People begin to have a new level of respect for you, and you'll attract a new group of friends that bring more to your life, not less. Another thing you need to do is to drop the apologies. You don't have to apologize because your priorities don't match up with someone else's. You have the right to prioritize your time as you see fit. Avoid apologizing if you don't have anything to apologize for. That's very disempowering. It could sound as simple as this. Instead of saying, "I'm sorry, I can't tonight, I have other plans," you can simply say, "I can't tonight, I have other plans." You don't need to apologize for your own life. It completely disempowers you. And did you know? People-pleasing actually creates anxiety. You're more likely to feel anxious and guilt when you're a people-pleaser. you end up doing too much and you're too concerned about the opinions of others. When you try to do too much and be too much, you're going to be stressed and anxious. Always. The gains from attempting to please everyone will never outweigh the costs. Never. I mean, think about it. Think about how long you've been a people pleaser. Think about the times when you have people pleased. What has been the outcome for you? You have to learn to get validation from yourself. You don't have to please others to feel good about yourself. You really don't. Give your own needs your attention. You deserve this as much as anyone else. Now, if you're looking for more support as an empath with reducing anxiety and reducing people-pleasing tendencies, then join my private Facebook group, the Heal Your Story Community. The link is in the show notes. And if you're looking for deeper support, you can work with me for one-on-one sessions. This fall, I'm offering a new program, and I'm letting people know about it through email. So get on the email list now by either signing up for my free ebook, Am I an Empath or HSP, or by signing up for the general newsletter. The links will also be in the show notes. I know those of you who are people pleasers may have taken many deep breaths during this episode or felt anxious about what I was discussing, because it's going to take a big change on your part to reduce these people-pleasing tendencies. And again, like I said, I think in the previous episode, everything is easier said than done. This takes practice and commitment to want to change that. It takes commitment to want to be empowered. It takes commitment to want to live your own life and not have others dictate who you are, not let. I'm going to say that again, because you are letting others dictate who and what you want out of life. So again, if you want a little extra help, reach out. I'm sending you all lots of love and healing. Bye for now. Speak to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at Heidi Dallaire or Love Wide Open on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.